Continuing with Terrence Hopkins. In outlining this tendency, however, of the nation state, anyway, Marx was only defining the situation because, you know, I'm not sure if he's talking about Marx's tendency or his own here, his own insight. Which is it, Terry? In outlining, because did Marx outline this tendency? Because he doesn't actually... Well, he quotes the Communist Manifesto, this quote, quote from Marx, since the proletariat must first of all acquire political supremacy, must rise to the leading class of the nation, must constitute itself. So I guess that's what he's talking about as the tendency. So let's get, pardon my muddying the water still more. Continuing with Terry. In outlining this tendency, however, Marx was only defining the situation that the capitalist world economy would Now that's a word you don't hear in everyday speech. I should have practiced that before the show, shouldn't I? It slipped my mind. Hold on. I'm just trying to keep the monitor from going to sleep. I know there's a way to adjust the preferences that I keep forgetting every time I come in here. Anyway, pardon my practicing this word before I continue. Okay, let's separate it into two parts. Asymptotically. So it's about the word asymptote. So it's asymptotically. Okay, it sounds like something out of Mary Poppins. Asymptotically. In outlining this tendency, however, Marx was only defining the situation that the capitalist world economy would asymptotically, and asymptote is a line that continually approaches a given curve, but does not meet it at any finite distance. And it's from the Greek, not falling together. I like that contrast with the poem that we are not going to read right now from Yeats, The Second Coming, Things Fall Apart. Well, asymptote means things not falling together. So in this instance, what Terrence Hopkins is talking about is that, you know, sort of like in Powers' propaganda, the asymptote might be our freedom, right? It's telling us we're gonna get there. Just, you know, hang in there, right? And that's like, in, you know, the civil rights movement about, you know, just be patient. And our reply, I'm tired of being tired, you know? Because all you got in store for us is more tired, you know? It's like Robert Burns telling us that. I mean, that poem sounds so modern to me. It sounds like something Bob Marley would write. Seriously. How did he put it? We labor soon, we labor late, you know? You know, we've been treading on that wine press much too long. Resist. Resist. Well, that's what power would prevent us from ever realizing that there is no freedom at the end of their promises, to say the least. So Marx, according to Terrence Hopkins, was only defining the situation that the capitalist world economy would asymptotically approach in the very long run. Now, that seems to suggest that I'm not sure whether it's Terrence or Mark suggesting that we'd never get there. Continuing, the farther the class struggle was from the projected asymptote, the more it would take on a political national character. Even the proletariat, the class which in his view had neither country nor nationality, had first of all to wage a national struggle, unquote from Terence Hopkins, and he cites Marx, and I'll read that Marx quote again, but this is from his essay, Rethinking the Concepts of Class and Status Group in a World Systems Perspective, from the book Anti-Systemic Movements. And he quotes Marx, since the proletariat must first of all acquire political supremacy, must rise to be the leading class of the nation, must constitute itself the nation, it is so far itself national, though not in the bourgeois sense of the word. Unquote from Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, The Communist Manifesto, to which I replied in my mind, within the mindset of class, we commoners can never become the leading class. I mean, that's just by definition. That's by definition of class, of hierarchy. But what's less clear, and it could be that this is what Karl Marx and Frederick Engels meant, and in fact, in a sense, what the Bible meant, and Burns, and all good people, that while we are nations, we are of one blood.